T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for Behind Enemy Lines, brought to you by Acadian Windows, the official window company of the Houdat Nation. We'll get the lowdown on the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Tyler Horka joining us. He is the Mississippi State beat writer for the Clarion Ledger. Tyler, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I noticed that you guys led in with an ad for Radio Rewind there. I'd like to start by saying Mississippi State probably wishes they could rewind some of their season the way it started.
Yeah, not Dan Mullen, man, I'm sure they long for the days to bring him back and coach the Bulldogs.
Yeah, the fans won't admit to that because they don't like the way he left. But, I mean, they sure liked the product that he put on the football field while he was here, undoubtedly.
Now, when you look at Joe Moorhead, obviously he's supposed to be an offensive guru, you know, at Penn State, and then you want him to be able to do that at Mississippi State. But his teams right now, what, they're 11-8, but this caught my attention. Only 5-6 mark in the SEC since he came to Mississippi State.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of those losses have come on the road. I believe it's 1-5 in SEC road games at this point. And obviously, the latest road loss was against the Tennessee team that just about everybody in the SEC is beating right now. So, I mean, when your team is that bad on the road, it's not a good sign for coaching. I mean, it has a lot to do with how a team comes out on the road, whether they're prepared or not, whether you're ready to play in, you know, a hostile environment. And right now, Mississippi State hasn't been able to do that. They have looked like a different team at home, but I'm not sure how much that will help them this week with the number two team in the country coming in. But, I mean, yeah, there are some glaring signs of coaching deficiencies with this Mississippi State team early on in Joe Moorhead's tenure.
Now, Tyler, looking at one guy that, to me, I want you to elaborate on him. Running back Kylan Hill, second in the SEC rushing at 101.5 yards per game. Just talk about maybe his production, and is that misleading, or he's been legit week in and week out?
Well, he was legit for the first four games of the year. You could argue that he was a Doak Walker candidate at that point, and he was running for well over 100 yards in every game. And then the Auburn game hit a few weeks ago, and he only went for 45. You know, that's against a really good Auburn defense, maybe one of the best defensive lines in the SEC, maybe the entire country. But, you know, when they went up to Tennessee, and Kylan Hill only had 11 carries for 13 yards. And, you know, a lot of that is because Mississippi State's, 13 yards on the ground for Kylan Hill last week. Mississippi State's offensive line probably had its worst game of the year. They weren't getting off the ball at all. They weren't setting the tone at the line of scrimmage, and obviously Hill is very dependent on being able to run behind those guys. But I think Joe Moorhead's not being creative enough in getting Hill the ball in space. I think teams have keyed in on, okay, they like Kylan Hill, they like to run Kylan Hill, they're going to run Kylan Hill right up the middle. And, you know, once we've gotten into the SEC play here, it's been harder for Kylan Hill to do that because he's going up against tougher athletes on the other side of the ball. Definitely going to see that with LSU in town this week. Saw it against Auburn, and even saw it against Tennessee, which is really not a good sign for Mississippi State and Kylan Hill.
Tyler, I saw against Auburn. Auburn put up 56 points. I shudder to think if the offense for LSU is rolling, how many points they could end up putting up as well. And I know Mississippi State was on the road, but this defense, how can it handle an offensive attack like LSU's about to bring? Because Auburn's different.
Honestly, it's going to be a point of how much mercy LSU is willing to show, honestly, because I think they could go out and score pretty much any time they touch the ball. It's going to be like that. Joe Burrow is obviously completing almost 80% of his passes, right at about 80% of his passes. He's just going to be able to dissect this Mississippi State offense. And the main reason why is because Mississippi State just hasn't been able to get enough pass rush on opposing quarterbacks. I mean, Bo Nix, we've seen him struggle against Auburn's quarterbacks. He's seen him struggle against pretty much any opponent he goes out and plays. He goes out and completes nearly 80% of his passes against Mississippi State, throws for 335 yards and a few touchdowns. I mean, he looked like a Heisman quarterback caliber player, and then every other game he's looked like what he is, a true freshman struggling to find his way. I mean, Joe Burrow is not a true freshman struggling to find his way. He's a senior who's trying to win the Heisman Trophy, and it's going to look like it this weekend with Mississippi State's defense struggling as much as it is.
Tyler, what's the atmosphere that LSU is going to see in Starkville? The cowbell is going to be ringing, or it's going to be pretty?
Yeah, it's pretty dire up here in Starkville, to be honest with you. I'm interested myself to see how many people are going to come out. I mean, it's an 11 a.m. game. You guys know well down there that, you know, the folks down there don't like 11 a.m. games. Well, that's pretty universal throughout college football. I mean, who likes to show up that early? And who likes to show up that early for a team that has a losing record in SEC play right now? 3-3. I mean, they're staring 3-5.
Well, the good news is, Tyler, it is a 2:30 kickoff.
Yeah, it'll be on CBS now.
Oh, 2:30 on CBS. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't want to get embarrassed on CBS, but
they might be ringing the cowbells at the beginning.
They might be ringing the cowbells at the beginning, but you don't want that snowball effect. But, you know, Tyler, you know it's amazing, and you don't think players make a difference, and you say it might be the scheme. But I was looking at, they had a kick-ass defense last year. After leading the nation in fewest yards allowed, they finished second in scoring defense in 2018. It wasn't like 15 or 16. That was last year. The Bulldogs had given up 131 more yards. They're 68 right now and twice as many points. They're 67th. So, boy, that was just last season how good the defense was compared to right now.
Yeah, Mississippi State's one of their best defensive games of the year probably was that LSU game last year. I don't know if you guys remember, but LSU's only touchdown drive of the game was a 3-yard drive that came after a Nick Fitzgerald interception that the Tigers brought down all the way to the 3-yard line. But the problem is, you know, all the defensive players that made Mississippi State one of the best defensive teams in the country last year, they're all gone. I mean, Mississippi State lost its entire front four, and two of those guys going in the first round of the NFL draft. Montez Sweat and Jeffrey Simmons. When you lose guys like that, I mean, the drop-off is inevitable. And especially, I don't even know if the drop-off has been, you know, too drastic. You know, Mississippi State's defense is bad, but it's not, you know, abhorrently terrible. It's just that Mississippi State's defense was so good last year that the fact that they are a little worse this year makes it look, you know, maybe a little worse than it really is. But, but yeah, I mean, they're nowhere close to where they were last year.
Tyler Horka, Mississippi State beat writer for the Clarion Ledger, at TB Horka on Twitter. Good stuff, man. Thanks.
Yep, thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.